exposed, George Soros, Warren Buffett, and others behind secret shell company profiting from controversial abortion pill. By Seamus Bruner on November 15, 2023. The U.S. Supreme Court, SCOTUS, is once again set to make a major abortion ruling ahead of the presidential election. And my new book contains fresh information about the controversial abortion drug facing an ultimate decision from SCOTUS. Control oligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life uncovers never-before-reported details about the elite interests that profit from birth control methods like drugs, contraceptives, and abortions. This all comes on the heels of the abortion lobby's victories last Tuesday. In Ohio, abortion rights supporters won a ballot measure. Kentucky's Democratic governor was re-elected on a pro-abortion platform. And a Pennsylvania Supreme Court seat was won by a Democrat after pledging to uphold abortion rights. These pro-abortion victories are spurring attempts for ballot measures in several swing states: Arizona, Florida, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. And abortion is a major moneymaker for the control oligarchs. The book not only reveals the secret attempts by billionaires such as George Soros and Warren Buffett to make huge amounts of money through a controversial abortion drug RU486 via a shell corporation in the Cayman Islands, but also how that pill was brought to market thanks to shadowy deals made between the Rockefeller Foundation and President Bill Clinton's Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Last November, the Alliance Defending Freedom, representing a group of pro-life medical organizations, sued the FDA for its Clinton-era approval of the abortion-inducing mifepristone drug, also known as RU486. In April, a federal district court in Texas ruled against the FDA's unlawful approval of mifepristone. In September, Biden's Justice Department and the drug's manufacturer asked SCOTUS to reverse the lower court's ruling that restricted access to mifepristone. SCOTUS has not yet determined the final fate of the drug, though abortion advocates, including more than 600 Democratic lawmakers across 49 states, have implored the court to allow the drug to remain available and distributed via organizations like Planned Parenthood. Against this backdrop, the revelations in control oligarchs about how the abortion-inducing drug was developed, how it came to market, and how it created a secret stream of profits to billionaires such as Soros and Buffett, could not be timelier. Mifepristone, or RU486, is an abortifacient, or abortion-inducing, drug with origins dating back to the 1980s. It was brought to America in the 1990s by German pharmaceutical conglomerate Hoechst AG in partnership with the Rockefeller Foundation's Population Council. Upon his inauguration in January 1993, President Clinton immediately signed multiple executive orders making abortion access more widely available. One of these orders opened the door for the sale of abortion-inducing drugs like RU486. The Rockefeller's Population Council and Hoechst sprang into action and began meeting with Clinton's FDA in April 1993. Initially, there were reports that some Hoechst officials were dismayed that American pro-life groups were leveling accusations that Hoechst and its RU486 subsidiary were doing to fetuses what the Nazis had done to the Jews. AG Fairbairn, Hoechst's ancestor company, manufactured cyanide gas for the death camps. As it happened, Hoechst was the German successor of Zyklon B manufacturer AG Fairbairn, which was known as the devil's chemist due to its important role in Adolf Hitler's war machine. The Jerusalem Post reported that the Rockefeller Foundation also supported German eugenics, even funded the program that Joseph Mengele worked in before he went to Auschwitz. In 2021, the Rockefeller Foundation distanced itself from its eugenics history. The Rockefeller Foundation is currently reckoning with our own history in relation to eugenics, Foundation President Rajiv Shah wrote. The spring 1993 meetings with Clinton's FDA culminated in Hoechst's decision to donate its patent rights for RU486 to the Population Council, with the understanding that the council would take the steps necessary to bring the drug to market. After the Clinton administration signaled approval for RU486, the Rockefeller Foundation's Population Council licensed the patent rights to a group called Danko Laboratories. Danko then made alliances with pro-abortion groups such as the National Abortion Federation, Planned Parenthood of America, and the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League. Controligarch sifts through a mountain of obscure records and confirms that Danko Laboratories was a for-profit venture, secretly established in the Cayman Islands in 1995. Danko Laboratories' investors were none other than George Soros, Warren Buffett, and other billionaire elites. Drug-induced, or chemical, abortions now account for more than half of all abortions in the U.S. A study cited in one of the Texas court filings under review by SCOTUS concluded that drug-induced abortions, like those using mifepristone, come with a risk of adverse events that is fourfold higher than surgical abortions, including much greater risks of hemorrhaging, incomplete abortion, and unplanned surgical evacuation. And 77.1% of mifepristone patients reported post-abortion pain compared with 10.5% of surgical patients, the suit alleged. A SCOTUS decision on mifepristone's fate is expected in the coming months. Seamus Bruner is the author of Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, and the director of research at Peter Schweitzer's Government Accountability Institute, GAI. Follow him at Seamus Bruner.